This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Boy, for a second there, I couldn't get the garage door button to work. I got to get in here to the greasy garage studio, but yeah, the garage door's working good. There it is. Hey, welcome, everyone. Welcome to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. This is the third hour. Each and every week, we do 3 hours of Auto World. I do, along with you. Thank you for being with me for each and every hour. I do appreciate that. Absolutely. And from the Greasy Garage Studio in Boise, Idaho, live in the Auto World Plaza, heard right here on the Genesis Communications Network. And I do appreciate Genesis Communications Network for being able to, Axelrod Alex is sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine, which gets all this information out to all our great affiliates throughout the world. Thank you to all our affiliates, and thank you for tuning in. If you do like this show, I always like, and if you don't like this show even, I mean, hey, let's say where it is. If you want me to talk about a certain thing, a topic, or shut one thing down, let me know. This is how we fix things, and that's how your auto world should be. Would you keep driving that car, that truck, that keeps giving you grief? Would you? That's a question for you this week here on the third hour. Would I keep driving that car? That keeps spending $100 bills for me. Besides that, it's not only the $100 bills, folks. It's the time that you're sitting in the automotive repair shop, right? Or do you? No. Maybe you just call the tow truck and they just tow it over to that address that car's been or that truck's been before many, many times. Stop spending $100 bills. Let's get it fixed. I'm here to help you each and every week and each and every day. Monday through Sunday. If you want to add on Funday Day, let's call it Monday through Funday, okay? I'm here for you, period. And in order to get a hold of me on the air and off of the air is the email address, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. What I do with your emails, I read them, of course, absolutely throughout the week. And right now, while I'm live on the radio with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in front of me, I like reading and helping you. Now, on your time, you might be listening to me at lunchtime right now on a delayed station. I do welcome each and every station, and sometimes they just can't take every single hour. And with that said, you can go to Auto World Podcast. Just Google it, and I'm right there on the top. You can listen to the station at any time on your radio station that you're listening to and or on the podcast and or GCNLive.com. And I welcome you to tune in at each and every hour that you can. Please do. It actually drives questions. And that's why I'm kind of shouting out on the Auto World Podcast and GCN Live and our great affiliates. Because if I say something that kind of sparks with you of your car, your truck, you've lived it maybe, or you're living it right now. The cost of the repair, why is it this much? How come it's this much? Should I pay that much? Like on the second hour, the gentleman that had the estimate on his Ford Explorer on the intake manifold leaking antifreeze. First and foremost, it was $1,400, I believe, there from Edmond, Oklahoma. And I can verify that with just a picture, folks. You can take your cell phone out. That's what Auto World tip for this hour of Auto World, the third hour. Use your cell phone. Use that camera. Take a picture of what you see. Now, I can't smell it over the phone. We don't have radio smell yet, but we're going to get that, okay? I hope. I wish. No, I can hear it. I have a lot of videos being sent to me. Not only a picture, but you can send me a video of the noise. What? That's right. You got just push the button. It shows video. Because if I hear this, that means we have no oil in the engine. And it's a simple fix. Put oil in it. And when you put oil in it, I don't care what flavor, what brand, what weight. Just do it because it stops the
the ticking. And my world is silent. And your world will be silent then. That's what it's all about. A little quick story. I had a customer come in at one point, called me. He says, my car's not running good. I said, what? Yeah, can I drive it over and have you listen to it? Sure. The mistake that I made right there and right then for that customer is that I should have said, wait a minute, your car's not feeling good. Do you hear any noise? Put your cell phone, stop, park, put the cell phone up, pop the bonnet, or in this case, the hood, here in the United States. Put the cell phone up. Let me hear it. Could I have done that? If I would have asked, he didn't go into in depth of the noise. But if I would have asked him just to get out, stop, park, pop the hood, let me hear it. That's what I heard. I said, shut her down now. See, he would have never drove over to my shop. That engine seized up in the shop driveway here at the Greasy Garage Studio. And why did it seize up? There was no oil on the dipstick. Most simplest little thing. So here, again, I'm here for you each and every week. Auto World is interactive, informative, and all things automotive. And that's why I'm here. All things automotive, rototiller, snowmobile,
oh yeah,
even a garage door. Do you lube your wheels? I mean, it gets that simple. What kind of lube do you use? So here on the third hour of Auto World, what do we got going on? Oh, yeah, to infinity and beyond. Buzz Lightyear. Wait till you hear about this. And also, what happened in automotive history? This day in automotive history, we're going to dig right in and get to the nuts and the bolts on that. Uh-oh, that word halt. Halt! Sergeant Schultz, halt! He wants you to halt right there. We're going to find out what that's all about. But first and foremost, you're the star of the show. I want to hear from you through emails and or phone number. Again, is 855-660-4261. That's since 1992. Hasn't changed, never will. Facebook Messenger, you can get me on Facebook Messenger. And, of course, my email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And I want to shout out real quick. I saw an email come in from one of our charter members, Trey. Hey, he's with us again this week. Thank you, Trey, for being here for me and listening to the show. And I was talking about that vehicle over in China that is only $4,500. And Trey dug up some information for me on that and for all of us. And it's outselling Tesla Model 3 in China by almost 2-1. And it almost looks like a smart car. And Trey says, through email here at autoworldradio@yahoo.com, he says, it looks like my 2005 Scion XB, only smaller. Hee hee. Trey, thanks for sharing that with us. And Trey is from down in southern Illinois. I never asked Trey what station he's listening to me on, and or even through the podcast. That's good. Or GCNlive.com. Trey, thank you. I do appreciate that. Charter member. He's been with us before live on the air, and Trey also has a Tesla, and we were helping him. I was helping him with an oil filter, darn it, that was completely plugged up with sewage and metal and everything else. So he did have that problem, folks, where the blockage was there. His poor vehicle, that engine had a heart attack because the silly, stupid oil filter was plugged up from contamination inside the motor. See, as a motor runs and runs and runs, the oil gets dirtier and dirtier. Why? Oil, even engine oil. I was talking a little bit about transmission oil, having it's a detergent oil. Your oil today, doesn't matter the brand, okay? I can say a lot of brands, Pennzoil, Quaker State, Mobil, Amsoil, all of them have a detergent in them. You've learned that here on Auto World, and that detergent is designed to keep cleaning, just like your dishwash soap. Your automatic dishwasher or your dishwash soap you have at your kitchen sink to wash the grease off your hands after working on your car. By the way, I did put my rubber gloves on, so I don't have to do that today. Put the rubber gloves on. Go buy you a box. They're cheap. That way, when you're out there working on your car, having fun on it, well, it keeps your steering wheel from getting greasy. Okay, that's what it's all about. Keep the grease down. Here's a little trivia for us. Been talking about a lot about EVs, etc., but wanted to get this trivia out before the garage door goes down. In 1937, batteries moved to the new permanent location under the hood. Back in 1937. Today, they're underneath us in those EV cars. We're going to come back. Oh, I got some good news for you. Taking your calls and your emails right here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans.
We'll be right back. You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Away from the curb. Got my curb feelers. Oh, yeah. Got it pulled away from the curb here on Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans, and I wonder if they make a, well, pink Cadillac, an electric pink Cadillac. Mary Kay. I might be doing that sooner or later. Hey, welcome into the Greasy Garage Studio this week. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans, your host. It makes it all worthwhile, folks, when you join me each and every week here on Auto World. With that said, you can reach me at any time at AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com or, of course, the phone number since 1992. You're welcome to join me right now at 855-660-4261 with that car question you have. Did you meet somebody by accident here this in the wintertime this last week? Oops. You didn't put the winter tires on, did you? Yeah, winter tires, they stick. They stick no matter what kind of glue you're on. They stick. And that glue is snow. That white gold, as the body shops call it. Oh, yeah. Well, coming up here also on the third hour, I want you to make sure you get a pen and paper out or a pencil and paper out, whatever. I need you to write some things down because you're going to have some homework for next week. That's right. Sorry about that, but you got it. Got to have it. Here on Auto World, interactive, informative, all things automotive. Each and every week. That's what it is. The crew here digs up a lot of goodies, and meanings from Delivering David. He drives a Datsun B210, and he's out there right now looking around for goodies. The news, the stuff that's happening each and every week is different. Absolutely. You never know what could happen, and that's what it's all about. Well, here's a little bit of news on the trivia side. This is something that I didn't really know, but back in 1947, driver's education classes begin in many American high schools. That was back in 1947. How many of you took driver's training class? What did it cost? I think mine was like $25 back in the day. Had to do the written, had to do the driving. Well, today, what kind of cars are they driving? I'm really kind of jealous on that because what I see coming around here in Boise, Idaho, where I'm broadcasting live, from Auto World Plaza, I see Mustang GTs, and they're getting to drive these things for a first-time driver's license. What? I also see them driving Hummers. What in the world is going on? They get to drive nice cars. Think about what you got. What did you drive in driver's training, or did you even have to drive? Maybe Mom and Dad had a farm, and you just out there driving the tractor. They just put you up on the tractor seat. You couldn't touch the pedals, but maybe you did touch the pedals. You had to touch the pedals. Ugh, I've done clutches on those tricycle-type tractors, split that case in half. Very dangerous. Oh, very dangerous. Very scary. So with that said, be careful out there in how you drive. I like the clutches today. The clutch pedal's kind of gone bye-bye, and we're dealing with automatic transmissions and all. But it has changed. Well, it's time right now to infinity and beyond. Buzz Lightyear. What? Yeah, the first color picture. Talking about taking pictures with your cell phone of your car repair and sending it to me at AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Well, they did it up on Mars this last week, the first color picture. Yes, it was taken by Perseverance. That was the name, and that is the name of the vehicle that's up there, robotic $2.7 billion rover, called robotic type of rover, Perseverance. It's a rover. After 7 months being up there, it's finally got the color picture down to us on planet Earth. 7 months, 293 million miles. Its job to probe for life on Mars, folks. Yes. Well, there's been 11 crafts operating on Mars, rovers we can call them, over there on Mars. Did you know that? 11 of them have been up there driving around. I guess we can call that Mars has a traffic grid pattern problem. No stoplights. Huh? Oh, teletype's going off. Oh, my God, the teletype. There it is. Thank you. I think I got a paper cut there when I ripped it out of the teletype machine. The teletype machine just took off here on Auto World. Well, that's it. Ooh, some good stuff that comes across. Kia Motors America renews its sponsorship with BRAKES Brakes. It's a teen proactive driving school that just came in. Yes, a fleet of Kia vehicles has been, issued out for hands-on defense driving for training across the United States for 11 years now. Well, the teens who graduate from Brakes, that's the subsidiary company of Kia, all because of driver training, of course, are 64% less likely to be in a crash in their first 3 years of driving because the teens have enrolled in the BREAKS program, the program expected to provide training for 8,000 teens and parents at 30 events in 2021. The award-winning Kia Rio, Soul, Forte are used for the hands-on instruction. This is out of Irvine, California. Just happened here. The Kia, of course, with this BREAKS program, folks, it's been around, founded back in 2008, the BREAKS program combined classrooms, instructions with hands-on defense driving training courses in Kia vehicles for both teen drivers and their parents. Oh, along with their teens, parents are asked to participate as a way to reinforce the lessons teens learn driving the classes, doing the paperwork. Mom and dad are involved. And that's what it's all about. The first BREAKS classes of the year took place this past weekend. This is how fresh this is. In February. ZMAX Dragway in Charlotte, North Carolina. Oh, yeah, they got to drag race. I didn't get to do that. What the heck? See, things have changed. Why have they changed? Thank you, Kia. Congratulations to Kia, everybody. Let's give them a hand. Why? Because they're getting teens. They're donating cars, and they started a program of getting teens and their parents in the cars on the drag race strip, along with some other roads, to learn how to drive. Well, to learn how to crash first on the test track. I hope they don't crash. See, they might meet the pole by accident. What it means is, see, I started my kids. How did you start your kids? How are you going to start your grandkids? Started my kids in a gas-powered...
A go-kart.
5 horsepower. You had to pull the rope. Yes, I... Son and daughter, both. As they grew, got a little older, not only did I let them drive the go-kart, but you know what? They had to learn how to pull the rope. They also had to learn how where the choke was, when to put the choke on. This is what it's all about. And with that, we went down, took the go-kart Indy Apples 500 body on it.
Oh, yeah.
I put some stripes on it, put some flames on that thing. Had to make it look good. Got down there in the fairgrounds and let them drive. No poles around. Was I scared? I'm sweating right now thinking about it. My palms are actually wet, sweat, because these kids scared me. We did a little test beforehand and made a little jump seat in the back, etc. But off we go. Off they go. They learned how to drive before they got in a real gas vehicle. And I learned later in life that that saved me in what? Insurance premiums. The cost of insurance. Oh, that's a nightmare for you parents out there with teenagers. The cost per month for a teenager to drive in a car. Whoo, hang on, Sloopy. What I do with my grandkids, I'm doing them in electric cars. Yes, the little 6-volt electrics. We're going to be right back with more electrifying news and your emails right here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. President Trump is scheduled to take the stage at CPAC to close out the annual gathering of conservatives. Trump's former senior campaign advisor, Corey Lewandowski, tells Fox Nation he knows what's in the speech and says the energy among conservatives is amazing.
Look, 2 years ago, you remember, he came out and he hugged that big, beautiful American flag, spoke for 2 hours on the stage and laid out what he wanted to do for America, which is called America First. That vision hasn't gone away, and there are more people who need it now more than ever.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is asking the state's attorney general and chief appeals court judge to appoint an independent lawyer to investigate claims that he sexually harassed two female staffers. Charlotte Bennett, an aide in the governor's administration until last November, told the New York Times that Cuomo asked her inappropriate questions about her sex life. Another aide, Lindsay Boylan, has accused Cuomo of kissing her and making inappropriate comments. This is USA Radio News.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-896-8242. 800-896-8242. That's 800-896-8242.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white ride. 10 miles out of Nashville, I was doing 101. State boy pulled me over, he said, "Where's the fire, son?" Said, "Where's the fire, son?" From a plane. So go on, write your ticket, man, but I ain't the one to blame. That county judge tried to rob me blind. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to Auto World. Good to have you along. Absolutely. What a treat to have you come into my world, Auto World, each and every week. I do appreciate that, folks. Your coupons never expire here on Auto World. That's right. I will accept your coupons each and every week. And that all that means is that you're honored to, I'm honored to have you here, and you're honored to be here every week at no cost. Isn't that a good thing? You don't have to, unless you want to send me your Visa number, your MasterCard number, I'll just send it right back to you. Okay, let's get on. Let's get on with the show, Mark. Hey, vodka. Why did they name it? Not only vodka, but right now, as I'm talking live from Boise, Idaho in the Auto World Plaza, the Dixie Vodka 400 from NASCAR race from Homestead. A little down south of Miami there, Speedway, the Homestead Miami Speedway. They are doing the Dixie Vodka 400. Oh, what a race. I don't know why they called it that. Oh, maybe they're giving out little bottles of vodka in the crowd because the crowd is back. Not as big as it used to be, but, yeah, they're out there doing it. I don't know if they're handing out the vodka. Who knows? But they're calling it the Dixie Vodka 400 NASCAR. I don't know who won at this point, but we're going to find that out, share that with you here in a little bit. Hey, anyway, here on Auto World, I always like trivia, and this is trivia that is very unique this week on Auto World. In 1947, Takes us back a couple years, doesn't it? In 1947, the National Institute of Diaper Services threatens to picket Ford Motor Company over ads featuring a naked baby and the tagline, smooth as a 47 Ford. The NIDS claims that a naked diaperless baby is an un-American ad. Shut the ad off. Smooth as a 47 Ford. I wonder what they meant by that. Has advertising changed, or has it not? I think it has. But I do know this. My 37 Plymouth business coupe, the front fender's on it, and the back fenders are fat. Not saying anybody's fat. I'm just saying they're wide, and they're as smooth as a 37 Plymouth. Painted Pinzel yellow, and why is that? Because my 38 Plymouth has been in many multiple car shows for representing Pinzel, and I have green cars, Quaker State. I have some other cars that are painted different colors for representing, high mileage engine formula and all that. So with that said, I just want to let everybody know that I'm a fan of maintenance. I'm a fan of all brands. I'm a fan of all weights of oil. I'm not saying that one brand is better than the other. They all come from the crude oil, and they refine them, and they refine them in a different way, and they put their additives in there, and they make them all work. And with that said, that these oils of today are a lot better than the yesteryears. I was talking about the word detergent and oils, transmission oil and engine oils, and the tray there in Southern Illinois having a plugged up oil filter, and I was talking about transmission filters having being plugged up from the metal filings and shavings and all that. Let's go to the older cars. I have one, a 1916, and it cannot have detergent oil in there, so I cannot put a straight 30 weight, is what it takes, 30W. That does not stand for weight, it stands for winter. 30 weight is in there, but I cannot put a detergent oil in there, so I have to literally buy a non-detergent 30 weight in order for it not, the detergent would clean that motor to the point of no return, and I'm in trouble. That means I would not, I would have, basically, well, why not? I would have a knocking engine, and that would not be good. Do I change the oil in there? There's no oil filter on the 1916 Chevrolet, so I have to change it even more. I'm glad they put oil filters on automobiles. Spin-on or canister, doesn't matter. Keeps the oil cleaner. Keeps it so you cannot change it every single week like I have to on my 16. If you're driving it, anyway. You know, that's the whole key there about driving it. Now, stay tuned. I want to get the pencil and paper out. Please do, because we're going to have a little homework. We're going to go out of the third hour with a little bit of homework for you. Absolutely. But I bet you're wondering what happened on this day in automotive history, aren't you? Think about that for a minute. What happened on this day in automotive history? What happens in history in the automotive history is what gives us what we have today and what we drive today and what we buy today. A lot of you have talked to me about through email at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And please join me with the phone, too. Since 1992, you can call in and be involved with the show. Become a charter member at no cost at 855-660-4261. The cost of a car has gone skyrocketing, hasn't it? It has never, well, it's never really gone downhill. It's gone uphill. Why is that? Well, it takes a lot of people, folks, a lot of us, a lot of you are listening in the Midwest and back east, Alabama, etc., work at the plants, and you know that it costs you more to live, and that means you need a raise, and you're building us some fine automobiles. And the word safety, and the word horsepower, and the word speed, the word handling, the cornering, braking, tires, there's a lot of parts and pieces. And with that said, it costs a lot to do the R&D or the studying and the crashing. I've actually witnessed some car crashes, literally when they hook them up to the rail and you're in a bulletproof room with glass, bulletproof glass, I'm going to call it, so the metal and the glass doesn't come through the room while you watch this car go down the rail and hit a concrete wall and watch what happens with the crash dummies, etc. And there's a lot of brands out there that they, you know, some of you might be just buying a brand because of the nameplate. That nameplate costs a lot more money than the other nameplate. Why is that? Because you do all get to point A to point B, don't you? But if I walk around the mall or walk around the grocery store parking lots, and sometimes I might do that. And they're thinking, who's that guy? Huh? What I'm doing is I'm not really walking around. I just kind of glance. I live and breathe the automotive. And so I see a lot of different car makes and models and colors that kind of look like M&Ms in a parking lot. All of your cars do. And I wonder, what makes this all tick? That's why I guess I'm a technician and mechanic, because I'm always wondering, what makes an engine tick? Well, it's not that I'm not worrying about what's up in your head. No, I'm saying to myself, look at the makes and models that are in this parking lot. And then I go over on the other side of town and look at the makes and models over in that parking lot. We all go from point A to B. But the key feature that I want to kind of highlight before we get to what happened on this day in automotive history is that if you're paying more for a car, the first thing you're paying for more is, yes, the nameplate. That nameplate, that company, that brand puts more money in the word safety. That's the first thing they're worried about. So as that car, I'm not saying you're going to get an accident, but safety is the biggest and baddest thing about that luxury brand, that car that costs the most. Then they go to, let's make this thing brake better. That's right. Because if it brakes better, it stops, the old saying, I can get this thing to stop on a dime. A dime's pretty small. So let me ask the Ferrari owners. I bet you can stop your Ferrari on a dime, if not even half a dime. Why? Because the brakes are awesome. Oh, yeah. 6 piston calipers. They're huge. The rotors are huge. That's what the caliper grabs. So, with all that said, and then they go to the horsepower. So when you push the go pedal, it goes fast from 0 to 60, fast, like those brand new Corvettes. So the price goes up. So those are some of the reasons why you're paying more money. When we come back, I'm going to have to change my rubber gloves because I got too much popcorn grease on them. We're going to find out what happened on this day in automotive history, right here on Auto World.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Halt right there. Halt. Halt. I say halt. Don't go anywhere. Halt right there. Welcome back to Auto World. Halt. Hey, good to have you along. But hey, we got to halt something right now. What? What's halting? Well, geez. NXP to halt chip making in Austin, Texas.
Why?
Because of winter conditions, folks. This is not chocolate chips they're halting. No, they're not making chocolate chip cookies and putting chips in there. Chips Ahoy! Oh, those cookies are good. Only if you dip them in milk. NXP. NXP is the initials for a company in Houston, Texas. And some of you are listening to us in Texas, Corpus Christi, Texas, and on. And I do want to thank you. Appreciate that. You probably are working at NXP. But I understand your company is halting chips because of the winter conditions that's been in Texas. And again, my heart goes out to you. And I hope all of you are doing okay. I know it's now warmed up a little bit. A lot of you have sent me having some fun in that snow. And some of you haven't had any fun in the snow and the cold. The chip production, semiconductor production. I'm in Boise, Idaho, folks, and Micron. You've heard of Micron. Micron is involved in the semiconductor space and, of course, making chips and DRAM and all that electronic words that are kind of over my head. I just use their product, and so do you. The cars are basically a lot of Ford has shut down plants. General Motors has shut down plants. Tesla also has had to shut down a plant because of the chip word, the chips that are in our cars. Those chips, so you know, are kind of like your desktop or your laptop or even now, of course, your cell phone. You've got a hard drive, soft drive, medium drive, whatever you'd like to call it in your computers. In your car, you have stage threes. There's one, two, and three stage in your computer in your car, and it's all electronic. Everything is controlled. The computer's managing everything that's under the hood, including your brakes in the rear, front, etc., including even non-slip in the Subarus and the transmission, transaxles, etc. It's all run by electronics. And this little tidbit of news that a lot of you might not know, they've involved me, the police, have involved me when it comes to accidents. They get me involved because I have computers. Some of the shops and technicians out there and shops and repair shops and dealers, we all have the computer scan tool to plug into your system to find out what is going on. I can tell, truthfully, what kind of driver you are on behalf of my machine. It shows me the shift patterns, when it shifts up, when it shifts down. It shows me this is where the police come in court. Mark, can you come in and show us the report on your super duper expensive scan tool machine you have, and can you print that out? What that is telling them and showing them that this car that slid through the stoplight or through the stop sign didn't apply the brakes until this speed and the delay of the brake pedal going to the ABS brake system. So, folks, it's all about chips. No, again, not chocolate chips. Oh, those are so good. Next week, we're going to have to get a bag of chocolate chips in the studio here. Get all hypered up on dark chocolate. Oh, yeah, that's good and healthy. Cocoa. Oh, yeah, that's good stuff. Anyway, it's going to change your life, I believe, because they're short of chips. They've had to shut down plants because of it. They can't produce the cars because of the electronic chips that are in the computers. Things have changed. Oh, they have changed. Yes, they have. A little trivia for you before the garage door goes down. 1964, Plymouth releases the Barracuda to compete with the successful Ford Mustang. That was back in 1964. And now it is time. You've been waiting for this. Oh, by the way, we've got homework coming. Get your pen and paper out. We're going to have you write something down for next week. But it is time for what happened on this day in automotive history. 1975, back in February, the AMC introduces the Pacer. Yes, the AMC introduces the Pacer back in this day. The first wide, small car, the AMC Pacer, hit showrooms on this day in 1975, quickly earning the nickname the Flying Fishbowl. The Pacer and its 37% glass surface area was AMC's subcompact snub to the gas guzzlers that were continuously rolling out of the American auto plants. Despite the worries from inside AMC about its design, the fishbowl design, the economical car received various accolades from Car and Driver and Road and Track. Popular Mechanics even wrote, that's right, Popular Mechanics wrote, this is the first time in history of the American automobile industry that a car manufacturer has said in advance of bringing out a new product that some people may not like it. Oh, it was called the Nerd Car in my days. Oh, it's so valuable today. Do you have one? I'd like to have one, to tell you the truth. Why not? American Motors' chief stylist began work on this car in 1971, aiming to get ahead of the curve in terms of raising gas prices, stricter safety regulations, and the safety technology. AMC's board chairman Roy Chaplin Jr. called the development of the Pacer an idea that represents a transaction between what has been and what is coming. Today versus tomorrow. The car came equipped with, of course, an inline six. Worked on quite a few of them. A lot of vacuum line hoses. Didn't like it. Six owner, or for the more adventurous, the 304 cubic inch V8. This gave it a compact car look on the outside with a full-size vehicle fill under the hood. A three-speed automatic or a three-speed manual. A four-speed manual transmission was also available, very, very rare, by the way, offering an option for everyone back in the day. In its first year of production, though, 145,528 Pacers left the Wisconsin AMC plant, making a huge success for the company. A high sales number are attributed in part to the oil crisis that hit many of the other automakers like a brick. After 2 years on the market and other brands rolling out their own small cars, sales began to dip. By 1979, the Pacers merger, well, their merger didn't happen. 22 miles per gallon was no longer appealing to anybody, and on December 3rd of 1979, the final Pacer left the same factory where production began. 1979. That was the last of the Pacer. Worked on quite a few of them back in the day. Had a lot of vacuum problems. Fishbowl. That's what it looked like. A lot of glass. Big round fenders. Headlights were completely different. Two-door coupes, of course. The interior, the bucket seats. Of course, we ended up using the bucket seats. Big, tall, and they were kind of built pretty wide. We pulled those out of a lot of the Pacers that were in the wrecking yard, recycle yard, junk yard back in the day. And the of course, in the, like 85, 86, a lot of the Pacers ended up in the recycle junk yard. And we used to pull those seats out and some of the other components to put in hot rods to build street rods. But that is what happened in automotive history on this day. Okay, now it's time for what? Your homework. Don't you just hate that when Mark does that to you? Well, the homework for this next week, folks. The auto industry's 10 greatest achievements. There's quite a few of them. But there's 10. And I'm going to share with you 10 of those that's on record. What I want you to do for homework before the garage door starts rolling down this week here on Auto World is the question to you for next week. What do you believe is the auto industry's greatest achievements? In your own personal view, what do you believe is the auto industry's greatest achievements? I'll give you kind of some examples. Is it power windows? Maybe power door locks? Maybe it just gets right down to having a heater. Maybe an air conditioner. Maybe the horsepower under the hood. Maybe when you push the go pedal, the right rear tire spins. Or the right front tire spins because it's a front-wheel drive. So, there's your homework. What do you believe is the auto industry's greatest achievements? I like heaters and I do like air conditioners. I really do. Maybe it has something to do with the assembly line. Without the assembly line, you wouldn't have your car. Or is it really, it gets down to who? You. The people. Maybe it's the people behind the car is the auto industry's greatest achievement. I would like to know. Call me or email me. Let's go email first. AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo.com. AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo.com. And you can always call right here. Since 1992, 855-660-4261. I want to thank everybody that helps me put the show on. Axelrod, Alex the engineer, of course, absolutely. Bentley Bryan, been in the rules, made me look good on GCNLive.com. Of course, my customer care expert, who cares, Willie? My PR director, Bobby Besser, who keeps the seat cushion warm before I get in here. Seat cushion Susie, thank you. My personal chauffeur, slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. There goes the garage door. Drive safe, everyone, and motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.